This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A lot of big banks were among the losers on Wall Street today. Upset in the global bond economy is never smooth sailing for financial stocks. But when the books for the second quarter are closed, today is probably going to turn out to be a banking bright spot. All that stock trading people were doing and the commissions that banks get from them. Speaking of trading, we are expecting that tomorrow the Federal Reserve is going to propose some changes, relaxations, more properly, to the Volcker Rule. What is that rule and why does it matter? Marketplace's Sabri Benishore is on that one.
The Volcker Rule says banks that are insured by the government can't run around using your money making bets to make a quick buck.
The idea being that banks that have that kind of public support ought not be engaged in excessive risk-taking.
Aaron Lockwood teaches at UC Irvine. Now, sometimes banks do need to buy and sell things for good reasons.
Being able to match buyers and sellers for financial products.
Like, if you're a supermarket, it's a lot easier to just have oranges on hand in case someone wants to buy them, as opposed to having to go hunt them down. Similarly, banks need to be able to have corporate bonds on hand so they can buy and sell them for their clients.
This has been one of the big challenges and also, I think, sources of opposition to the Volcker Rule, is distinguishing between legitimate financial activities and speculation.
There are exceptions in the rule for this kind of thing, but they require a lot of data reporting. And for every little trade, a bank has to basically make a case that it's okay. Guy Moskowski is with Autonomous Research.
So there's a tremendously extensive data capturing and management process that's been ongoing.
So a lot of banks just haven't bothered to keep a lot of corporate bonds on hand.
The main problem is that the amount of liquidity in things like corporate bonds have fallen dramatically.
Maureen O'Hara is a professor at Cornell University. She says you need somebody to be able to help people buy and sell corporate bonds, especially when economic times get bad. A modified Volcker Rule, she says, would most likely help with that. It would also make banks more money. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.